KWA Mobile.
Morning, HKX. Morning, Steve.
Always count on you on the rise and shine. Well, so how far down the mountain are you? Are you in Greenville yet?
First stop, waiting on them to get here.
Of folks that are usually the most successful is the fact that they get there before everybody else.
Been told that, but sometimes I wonder if it's true.
I tell you what, it is a good sign of motivation. And we just don't see a whole lot of that these days, but you're doing well.
It does help, but this week, I kind of figure everybody's going to be in the lazy mood.
Downhill slide towards Friday. They'll work a little bit today. They'll work a little bit tomorrow. And then on Wednesday, it's going to be, wait a minute. I don't know about all that. And by Thursday, it's going to be tough to get them to do anything. Unless it's an emergency. And then Friday, you might as well write Friday off.
Working Friday at all. I'm going to spend the time with my wife and family and enjoy.
Well, there you go. There you go. Well, my wife works in an orthopedic office, and she's actually going to be off Thursday and Friday. So that's pretty good. So, but her office, man, I tell you what, they're motivated to smoke it all the way through Wednesday evening. And then they got Thursday and Friday off, so that's pretty good motivation for the rest of the office to do well. Get everybody taken care of before they leave on Wednesday.
That works, and a lot of my shops are that way. They're closing Thursday and Friday. And then you got some that are working half a day Friday. They think you might miss a nickel.
I like to think that they're trying to be there for folks that are having last-minute problems, that are trying to get out of town to see family.
Well, I'm with you. When I was working on turning wrenches, you might see one, maybe two cars that come in that day, and you try to help them out the best you can. But the problem is most of the parts stores are closed. Unless you've got the part laying there in the parts department, you ain't getting it. So it's kind of pointless if your support system is not there.
You're absolutely right. Well, especially this year, I mean, with the shortages and everything else, I would imagine a lot of these guys are just saying, you know what, I'm just not going to fight it on Friday or Thursday. Let's just go home and enjoy the family.
I hope so. I hope that's what they're doing. That way they can take care of what employees they have. Because if they don't, they can't. They're hard to replace right now, that's for sure.
I'm saying that, but I where did all the employees that were there before go?
Answer that one. I have thought about it a lot, and I've come up with a few ideas, but I can't prove it, so I don't know.
I've got some ideas, too, but let's just keep an upswing on the conversation this morning. So, have you finished out your Christmas shopping? Have you got your wife some nice baubles?
I have almost finished all my Christmas shopping. I'm waiting on one package to be delivered. It was supposed to have been delivered Friday, and it hadn't got here yet. So, I'm hoping it comes today.
Well, if it doesn't come, you can at least blame it on the shortage and say, it's on its way. Put a card in their stocking.
During this time of day.
Errands to run, and I got to go see the Sawbones. I got an 8:15 appointment. And let him tell me how decrepit I am. And then I got a few other errands I got to run and do after that. So my morning is pretty full, and then just as soon as I get through with all that, I've got my daughter has a ceiling in her dining room, and it's one of these slanted ceilings, and it goes up to about 12 feet. I take that back, probably 10 feet. And my I've got a 6-foot step ladder, and you can get to this light fixture base in the ceiling. He actually managed to reach it, but he's on the next to last highest step on that ladder, and it looks precarious. So I'm gonna go ahead and go to the trouble of taking a nice little piece of scaffolding down there, and I'm gonna change that light fixture for him today. This is in the house they just bought, so my daughter is feathering her nest and running everybody crazy, trying to get it just the way she wants it. You know how that is.
And you will do exactly as she asks.
Point, that's true. And I've learned, you know, everybody has different tastes. And, you know, some of the colors she's painting, but you know what? I don't have to look at it unless I go visit. So, hey, that's her bailiwick. If that's what she wants, you go for it, girl.
Look at it unless you go visit. But then you also, when she decides to repaint, have to repaint it.
We got her moved in, not this past weekend, but the weekend before. And let me tell you, Big Daddy went in and patched all the holes and sanded all the surfaces so that she can paint. But I don't paint. I don't paint no more. Not unless it's a have to in my own house.
Hey, yeah, painting's not a joyful event for me either.
10 years ago, I gave up something else, too. And it just will not happen. Wallpaper.
I have to say, I have never tried that one, and I've never heard anything good about it, so I think I'll pass on it.
How to do it, and I have done it, and I'm actually pretty good at it. But
no. Going out flying this week?
I would really like to, because I got two of them I want to test out. But, man, I tell you what, it's going to have to warm up a little bit. Right now, it is 1 degree above freezing on my truck on Highway 176 going into Sparkleburg. I don't know what the highs are supposed to be this week. What are the highs supposed to be this week? 40s or 50s?
What I was just now looking at.
Time to fly. It's going to have to warm up some.
Today's supposed to be a high of 58, and Friday a high of 59 down here. And then Saturday is supposed to be back up almost to 70.
Be able to get out Saturday, Christmas Day, and fly in the front yard just a little bit. But I got a little bit of traveling to do this week, and then I got family coming in this week, and then we got with my daughter and her husband a nice big brunch on Christmas morning. And I tell you what, it's going to be busy. We'll be hopping.
You can't turn around or you'll miss it.
Of course, Wednesday night. I got a bunch coming in Wednesday night. They're going to come over about 5 or 6 o'clock. We're going to start in then. And then on, let's see, what's going on Thursday? Got another round going on Thursday, and then on Thursday I'm headed down to Atlanta to see my brother, and then on Friday my wife has got something planned for me. I can't even remember what it is. That's Christmas Eve, and then on Saturday on Christmas, like I said, my daughter's coming for late brunch, so it's gonna be fun. I tell you what. A lot of times I get to that point where Sunday I can sit down and rest.
Sit down Sunday and rest, but there's still a lot of cleanup to do.
Busy with my daughter doing her stuff. We haven't had a whole lot of time. So far, so good.
But I'm sure you got a tree up and lights up, and you're still going to have to take those down.
But we don't even have a tree up this year. We've spent the last 3 weeks so busy with trying to get into that house. And I've got my other little house that I'm, you know, trying to get it all prepped up and ready for inspection. Matter of fact, I got an inspection today. Got to have it ready for an inspection. And we've been running so hard that we haven't even got a tree up yet.
If you're going to have Christmas at your house, you're going to have to put some kind of tree up.
I got 9-foot ceilings in my house, and we got a 9-foot tree, and it weighs about 70, 80 pounds. I'm going to tell you what, we may just make it by this year without having to deal with that thing.
Long until the wife decides, that's not a good idea, I want to put it up.
Is last call. She's got until then. Now, I may go pick her up just a little small tree or something or other, but that's going to be about it. Next year, we'll go and we'll do the big time thing. So, you know, because I've been rearranging furniture in our house with all this going on, too. And, like I said, this year's kind of a wash. Except for Christmas Eve, we're going to head out to church. So, anyhow, it is what it is this year. So, hey, I wonder if W4NGU, Phil, is in there this morning. You in there, Phil? Anybody else? We've been kind of holding the frequency here. Anybody else need to break in? Especially that gentleman that always calls his son. We're about on our own this morning.
Right there listening. I've heard a couple of them, and Father, I've heard him call the son a couple times already this morning. So I know he's out there somewhere. If we get in the way, just come on in, break in, we'll get out of the way.
You got to start learning to be not so quick on that microphone key. You know, take a breath before I actually get in it.
We all get a little quick to squeeze that little Mikey and carry on a conversation and forget that there's other people out there. But Steve, I'm gonna hop off. I'll get out of here and clear it out. Say 7-3s for now. I got some rearranging I'm doing while I'm waiting on these guys to get here. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3s. Have a good day.
I'll talk to you again before Christmas, but just in case I don't, Patrick, don't eat all the turkey. Have a happy, Merry Christmas, bud. K and 4 BWA, stand by for about 5 or 10 minutes.